настроение с добрым утром.
That was "They're Coming to Take Me Away". Coming up, "They're Coming to Take Me Away". But first, it's the Dean Show, featuring everyone's favorite, the Dean. The Dean and his favorite answer, that is Penguin.
Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 40. And not only is this our fantastic, epic 40th episode celebration, it's also a very special day, because today is in fact the birthday of the Thaddeus. Indeed, indeed. Happy birthday to the Thaddeus. Now then, no Thaddeus, you don't get a cake or presents. What do you think this is? Equality or friendship or something? Thaddeus, you are but a lowly manservant, penguin dude thing guy. Your birthday is celebrated by saying, it is Thaddeus's birthday. Happy birthday. And that is all. Don't cry, Thaddeus. Because you're a penguin manservant. Rather than crying, you should be making the tea. Now, while you go make the tea, we're going to have a thing up on the show. That's right, I have an announcement. Looks like after last week, I may have made a huge announcement last week about the removal of Logikonner and how we don't need him and hate him and things like this. Backstabbing and betrayal! Inveriascam! Well, it turns out he might be back a bit. So, yeah. That might have happened. And the reason for that is because we need him, not to produce the show, I'm going to keep doing that, but to, he has the recorder for the journal. And we need him for a possible video supplement that we had, and an idea for this. It's going to require him, it's going to require Evan, and some stuff, and some things, and some awesomes. Video supplement, so that needs to happen. And like I said, he has the recorder, and he can help out with bits and pieces from time to time. So I think it's good to have someone like that. Which means we might have to unsmite him in order for that to happen, which means next week the journal will return to its normal format. So let's unsmite Logikonner. So I'm uncharging my smiteometer and unfiring my smiting laser. Huzzah! Logikonner has been unsmitten. Perhaps we'll have him on the show later or some week to explain why he quit and how happy he is to be unsmitten. We'll see. So, that's that. Up next on the show, it's time for a message from our new sponsor for this week.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by Robin's gay boyfriend, because even her boyfriend would rather be gay.
And that was a message from our brand new sponsor, Robin's gay boyfriend, where there is a fire at one end, and a at the other. Now you're back, Thaddeus. Yes, no, I wasn't in fact joking. Thanks for the tea, but no, I wasn't joking. You don't get a birthday present or celebration of any kind. Mwahahaha, the Dean. Inferiorscam. Penguin. So, up next, let's get to our first segment on the show, which is as follows: the Dean's Journal.
The Dean's Journal. What's the Dean been up to? The Dean's Journal. Journal of the Dean. What's he been doing throughout the week? You get to hear what the Dean has been doing live, just as it actually happens. The Dean's Journal.
Okay, so not much thus far, but a few things. What have I been doing this week? Well, one major thing I did was attend the SmackDown and ECW House Show event. That will be discussed on the wrestling show, though, so nothing to discuss here, except that I will say it was very good, involved a casket match, and was bueno. Now, other things then that could be discussed. I have decided that I'm going to purchase the Call of Duty game, Shooting with Guns and War, the Modern Warfare DOS. This is because I was persuaded to do so by such persons as Niall of the Week and such like, and Demian, and things like this. The reason is because apparently the game is good and awesome, and I said, but I can't buy it because I don't like war games. And then I got to thinking, why don't I like war games? The only war game I ever played was Call of Duty DOS, and it was really, really good. Then I just randomly decided that I will not like war games. So I've decided to go back on that. I'm still infallible and awesome in many ways, but I thought I'd just get this game and try it out and play some multiplayer. The reason for that is because I can't play any other multiplayer game, because I was gonna get Left 4 Dead 2, but then Niall didn't get it on the Xbox, so I had no one to play it with. So, whilst we're doing this right now, and I'm just pointing out that I've had to go back on my own opinion and decision, and I don't have any type of Left 4 Dead DOS to play anymore, I think the journal's gonna be an ongoing segment throughout the show, I think, like last week. For now, we're gonna head straight to the smiling list, because someone needs to be submitten! Like a kitten wearing mittens.
And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten.
Okay, so Thaddeus, if you will join me in the smiting of the Niall, then that apparently Niall actually said he wanted to sue us for using his image. Ah ha ha ha, Niall, you don't get to do that because you're the fool at the other end. And I am the Dean, full of more win than a box, full of win, the most awesome, powerful person that can exist, the master of divinity, almost godlike, living in the temple of the Dean, and I am better than you in Veriascam! Yes, that is, you must help me. Because even though I didn't get you a birthday present, and I know you're feeling very sad, and you've been crying quietly, weeping in the corner, because I don't love you, and it's true, I don't, you are in very scum. I am the Dean, I don't need you, Thaddeus, I don't need anyone. But you are going to help me fire my laser, so I'm a charge of my laser, smiteometer, thing, firing, stuff, go.
Fire!
And thus, Niall has been smitten. That's some good tea, Thaddeus. Merci beaucoup. Ha! No, you still don't get a present, Thaddeus. Because you're a manservant. You're like a slave. Okay? So, up next on the show, it's time to continue with the journal. What else have I been doing? Well, apart from working on things relating to the show, by the way, Logic Connor might be redoing the outro at some point. Just to let you know that. Now, so that's coming up. Do remember when you are downloading the show that we do have two distinct parts. This part, the main show, as well as the wrestling part with Josh Belmonte. Do make sure you download both sections. Now, I'm also looking at the possibility of a monthly special show thing with Niall, but we'll see how that turns out, and turns in, on, up, in, out, left, right, and quadrilaterally. Fish! Now then, what happens now is that I'm awesome, and that I continue with the journal. Other things I've been doing, I played a little bit more of AC/DC Live Rock Band. Music-wise, I have been listening a bit more to some of the new CDs I got. The Journey one, I'm really liking Mother Father quite a lot, in fact. I'm really, really getting into that song. And I'm not going to go into the CDs in depth, because I did last week. Boston, still really the same songs from that. The one I want to talk about, and most interestingly, perhaps, is the Donna's Spend the Night album. I have been listening to that a bit more, and finding some new songs in that that are good. So previously, I didn't really know many of the songs, and I said they were all sort of okay, and I didn't really have anything specific that I really liked, but I do now, so I'm going to try to find that CD, and I'm going to fill. You're like a bandicoot, you're on an island, you're like, ripperoo, and here's the CD. So, best songs, number, It's on the Rocks, really good song, as I said last week. Dirty Denim is a pretty good song. I'm really liking that one, actually. Pass It Around has a nice bit where they all shout, pass that glass, pass it around. And, 5 O'Clock in the Morning is a really good song as well. I'm really liking that one. Don't try to stop it, Freddy. And, Big Rig is pretty good as well. It's a really good album, in fact. I really recommend the Donna's Spend the Night album. Lyrically, it's pretty good as well. I really think that most people would enjoy this sort of music. Because even if you don't like hard rock, most people tend to like pop bands with female singers. So this is like combining that in, it's like all girls hard rock. It's like AC/DC but girls. Craziness, but it works. Well. Okay, so in addition to that, I've been, let's see, what have we done? We've done music, films. I have recorded on the Sky Plus the Guns N' Roses versus AC/DC 2R Top 20 Best Of Spectacular. I know I said films, but I'm changing my mind. I've been watching the start of that. We got, let's see, 20 was Hell's Bells, 19 was Don't Cry, 18 was For Those About to Rock. That's as far as I got, but can't wait to watch through the rest of this. I might skip some of the GNR's more boring songs, but whatever. And also, I recorded the film if you don't know, I love vampires. You may have guessed this from Count the Dinula. So, Dracula movies tend to be bad because they don't live up to the book and because they're bad in general. They're usually on the horror channel or something. Well, there's a spoof, like, comedy Dracula movie, which sounds bad, but it's not. It's good because it's so silly that it's hilarious. And the guy has, like, crazy hair and stuff, and it's awesome. It's called Dracula, Dead and Loving It. I have seen it get bad reviews, don't know why. I watched it a few years ago, it was banterous, and it was lulzy. So now I've recorded it again, and I can't wait to watch it. I've also been watching, slowly, sort of working my way through, Blazing Saddles, because it's an awesome movie, and it's better than you. Black man is made sheriff of a town that they're going to put a railroad through. Yeah, the people don't like him, but it's done in a very funny, everything's hilarious, and it's good. Very funny way. Do check that out, and also Oot. Now, on a gaming note, I have also decided that I'm going to buy the Dragon Age Origins game, because it's going to be awesome and full of the wind. From what I hear, it's like Mass Effect set in Oblivion. Anything set in Oblivion is going to be good. Except Morrowind. You know, I don't mean Oblivion, but you know, that type of surroundings. And Mass Effect, whilst it was not the best game ever, it was pretty good. But it's more like a futuristic, you're on a ship and stuff, spaceship, you're doing some stuff. But this is like similar to that style of where it's like a bit linear and stuff, but it's set in like an Oblivion setting. It's going to be awesome. Dragon Age Origins. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find on Firefox, I'm going to Google. Let's see, just type into the bar, Dragon Age Origins Go. Let's see what comes up for Dragon Age Origins. And we'll see if we can get a review of it or something. Synopsis! Or something like this, that, then, there. Him, you, her. DragonAge.Bioware.com is what's loading up. See, like a bandicoot. Like on an island. Okay, here we go. For PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation. Crap. BioWare's Dark Fantasy Epic. From the makers of Mass Effect, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and Baldur's Gate, so I've heard of the first one, comes an epic tale of violence, lust, and betrayal. And I hope a dragon. Because otherwise this whole thing is just a lie and a farce. Oh wait, where has the page gone? Oh wait. Enter your country and age and such. Look, this is BioWare's Dark Fantasy Epic with over 100 hours of gameplay to keep you entertained for months. Now, this is interesting because 100 hours worth of gameplay. Oblivion gave me, what, 90 maybe? And it was very, very open and you can go around everywhere in an RPG. This is more of a... It's an RPG, but it's not free-roaming. It's linear. And it still gives you over 100 hours of gameplay. This is going to be absolutely huge. Which is great. Because you get lots of gameplay. Immerse yourself in the Dragon Age experience. And, okay, we've got the main page back after entering some details. Let's see, trailers and stuff. Mass Effect 2, Penny Arcade. I don't see anywhere that's just telling me, like... Yeah, they're linking me to, like, YouTube and Twitter and stuff. Who uses this thing? Twitter. Seriously, who uses Twitter? The most sad people on Earth use this Twitter. What is this Twitter? Hit Twitter. Twitter! Ah! I've got a review thing. Game Zone. Review score 9.9. This game is of a level that has never been seen before. It is the new benchmark. Neo Seeker, 9.6. Anyone who follows their games will fall in love with this one. G4 TV review score, 5 out of 5. See site for full review. 10 Ton Hammer review score, A. See site for full review. Planet Xbox 360 review score, 9.5. See site for full review. Tech Gaming review score, A. See site for full review. Hooked Gamers review score, 9. Game Pro review score, 100. BioWare has once again struck ARPG gold. And finally, USAtoday.com review score 4 out of 4. Dragon Age Origins, a masterfully crafted adventure that offers a lot of bang for your buck. I love how they all have different review methods. It's out of 10, it's out of 5, it's out of 4, it's out of 100, it's out of letters, and then half of them say, like, see site for review. But you can see there that lots of people are saying this game is awesome. Now, obviously, negative reviews aren't going to be put on its website, but you get the idea that this is probably going to be good. I wonder, let's see, IGN Dragon Age Origins. Let's see what IGN has to say. It's also helpful if you spell IGN correctly. You ever watch that children's show, Blue's Clues? Don't recommend it. Here we go. Now, this is reviewing the PC version, I think. Well, it doesn't matter, as long as we get a review. What are they saying about the game? Let's see. Game essentials, news and updates, cheats and walkthroughs. I just want a review, like, what are they saying about the game? Like, is it good and stuff? IGN UK Dragon Age review. That sounds good. Here, review. Watch it. No, I'm not watching it. Review tab. Okay. What are IGN saying? Once every few hundred years, the Darkspawn Blight comes to the fair lands of Feralden. I'm liking this already. Agents of darkness, bringers of evil, these unholy creatures cut great swaths of pain across the earth. They are led by the Archdemon, an ancient beast of immense power. And they would surely destroy us all if it were not for the stalwart courage of the Grey Wardens. They alone stand against the horrors of the Blight. Forever our vigilant guardians, protecting us from harm. They perform their duty without thanks, for lately there is none to give. Ferelden is split, torn asunder from the highest castle of a noble lord to the darkest corner of a dwarven mineshaft. These are dark times, against the backdrop of backstabbing politics, racial unrest, and the shadow of civil war. The remaining few of the Grey Wardens have begun to hear rumors of darkspawn movements. Their worst fear is about to come true. The Archdemon is on the move once again. Only a unified force will be able to fight this coming blight. In Ferelden, unity is a dirty word. Things are about to get a little messy. And there's a picture which is looking pretty cool. And I'm not going to keep reading on with the stuff, what you do in the game. Really, all I wanted was, like, is it good and stuff? Let's see if it says that on page 2. Just, seriously, don't tell me what happened. Just tell, is it good and stuff? Go! I'm liking the characters. Sorcerers and swordplay, good times. Oh, nice sexy dresses there. Yeah. Still don't see anything that's just... Okay, closing comments. This looks like it might be what we're looking for. BioWare's achievements in all this are incredible. It cannot be stressed enough. The depth of the universe they have conjured. Every corner you look, there's a sense of age, of something old. Entire mythologies for multiple cultures have been brewed up. Entire religions mapped out in their own belief systems. History that stretches back hundreds if not thousands of years. Cities look lived in, worn, majestic and squalid places that spill with times gone by and a sense of place. The castles look like they have been there for centuries, and truly there's an uncertain sense that they have been. The Ferelden and its inhabitants were waiting patiently in the wings for all this time, waiting for their chance to shine. Well, like the Grey Wardens, their time has come. Let us unite them, and in the words of an old friend, we shall show those cursed darkspawn our hearts, and then show them theirs. Okay, and this is what it's saying. Presentation, 10 out of 10. It's clear that BioWare has created a universe that they find themselves effortlessly comfortable with. Everything has a purpose, a history, a sense of cultural identity. Graphics, 8 out of 10. If you want to be a pain about it, you could say that it's not as shiny as a lot of current-gen games. Not such a bad thing, really. Sound, 8.5. Emotionally resonant performances that leads stand side by side with even the common folk, and the sweeping orchestral score is always at hand to provide grandeur. Gameplay, 9. This linear RPG isn't really linear at all. Yay! Dialogue choices and your actions govern the fate of everything, and the combat is deeply gratifying. Thinking cap stuff. Lasting appeal, 10. Words like epic don't do it justice. Overall, out of 10, not an average, just what they give it overall, outstanding, 9.2. So you see that it's an awesome game. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on that? Can't wait to play it, I'll bet. Well, you don't get to. Hey, it's only for me. You don't get to play it, Thaddeus, because you are but a lowly manservant. You don't get to get birthday presents and celebrations and cake. The cake is a lie. You get nothing, Thaddeus, because you suck. I have not granted you such leisurely things and stuff and yeah. You don't get it. Ha ha ha. and such like. Up next, it's the Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Nile, 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 Nile. Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. And this week, the Nile of the Week is Thaddeus. No, Thaddeus, you're not the Nile of the Week because you thought mistakenly that you were getting presents and then you were not. You're the Nile of the Week because you now think you're not getting presents and stuff, and you are! Huzzah! Of course I wouldn't not get you presents, Thaddeus. You're my best friend in the whole universe of the Dean. You're my penguin manservant for many years. You're awesome. You're the best manservant I could ever possibly have. You make better tea than anyone. You're great and things and stuff, and I love you. And I like you as a friend. So, this is why you get birthday and such like. So, I'm gonna just nip outside for a second. You can fill, if you wish. It's a cake with candles! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thaddeus. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Blow out the candles, Thaddeus! Huzzah! Candle blow outage has occurred. And as your gift, you get stuff and things. You got a cake, you're gonna have celebration. I've got lots of caramel squares that you like. And I've bought you some stuff which we can talk about later. I'll give you a clue though. One of the things I have bought you might be a statue of yourself in solid gold. Maybe, just maybe. We'll see. But we can be perfectly clear on this. You are still inferior scum. That officially, we've just got to put that in there. Disclaimer. Good, well, as long as you're happy, inferior scum, that's all that matters. Give me a high five, old buddy. Yeah! This is why you're awesome. Now, Thaddeus, I want you to go make the tea and drink it yourself. Yes, I said it. Now then, while you're doing that, I am going to have the F My Life of the Week. FMyLife.com. Some stuff from F My Life, because it's funny, lol. People suck. Okay, we're going to have two, because they're so good. And to celebrate Thaddeus' birthday. Here's the first one. Today I had a pig kidney dissection in biology. I see a sack which appeared to contain a liquid. Being the curious type, I cut open the sack, spraying said liquid over me and my desk. My teacher, after giggling, informed me that the liquid was in fact urine. I was peed on by a dead pig. F my life. Second one. Where'd it go? Okay. Today, I ran outside to start my car before leaving for work. My creepy neighbor was sitting outside smoking a cigarette. He told me that he just loves watching TLC too, and we should watch TV together sometime. I've never talked to him. I watch TLC in my bedroom. He watches me through the window. F my life. And There you go. Up next, the meme of the week. But first, just in case I forget, it's the quiz. Okay, so the quiz. Don't forget, the question this week has changed. All you need to do to win this week is email ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on theDeanShow.blogspot.com and name 3 10-year vamp songs. You can name 3 of their songs. Now, we've played 2 on the show, so it's not hard to work out 3. And we've actually talked about them in the interview on episode 38. So, if you can name 3 10-year vamp songs, you can win 10-year vamp's Don't Act Like You Know Me new CD, as well as photos and live photos and stuff and things and bonus craziness and Scientology and all sorts of things in the bonus package. So do that, please, and plicks. And that's the quiz. Do enter that, and once you do, we'll have more prizes to give away. We'll get back to trying to give you the AC/DC High Voltage album, and we also have that book to give you. So we've got a line of prizes over the coming days, minutes, weeks, months, millennia, and fish. Always wearing a small hat. And before you ask it, Thaddeus, yes, I did buy you a fish to eat as well. Now then, what we're going to have next is the meme of the week. If you wouldn't mind hitting the music, Thaddeus, that would be nice. Meme, meme, meme of the week. Meme of the week, meme of the week, meme of the week. Silly internet meme thing, funny thing, internet phenomenon of the week. Of the week. Okay, this week's meme is something which was a trailer for a rather suspicious movie, and the trailer is generally known on the internet as the Two Girls, One Cup. Not pleasant, I can assure you. In fact, very unpleasant. Bouncecup.com. If you wish to watch this for free, you can try that. I don't really know why you would want to be perfectly honest. You know, I would avoid that one if I were you. But that's the meme of the week. Now then, with that done, we're going to have the Dean Shinnery, simply because I forgot it last week, so we need to make sure we fit it in here before I forget again. Here we go. The Dean Shinnery! And this week's word is birthday. Something that Thaddeus has today. Huzzah! Now then, I believe that this is going to be a short show. We seem to have covered pretty much everything. The Smiling List's been done. The Nile of the Week's been done. The Journal of Sorts has been done. The Thaddeus' birthday celebration has occurred. Interview with Logiconer may or may not have been edited in at some point earlier in the show. We'll see if we get that done. So I'm thinking the Dean Sings is really all we've got left to do. The meme, F My Life, all those things have been done. So we're going to take you out. Well, we're going to have the Dean Sings, and then we'll have the plugs, and the outro, and we'll talk about the end song for this week. So let's have the Dean Sings right now.
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingcrap.com.
Now, because it's Thaddeus' birthday, rather than doing the regular style of the Dean Sings with the songs from Promoting Crap, I've got a few, four in fact, special recordings that I produced and made once a while back, and I'm going to, and no one has ever heard them, not even Thaddeus, and I'm going to play one of those, debuting it right here on the show. The idea was to take public domain music, to take public domain poetry, and sing the poetry as lyrics to the music. Success was a bit new, and the attempt at a fifth song left a lot to be desired, and I had to delete it, but I'm going to play one of those, pick out a random one, and I'm going to play it to you on the show now, and it's going to be The Dean Sings. Okay, so the song for this one was Barrel House Stomp, and the lyrics were from the poem Where Are You Sleeping Tonight, My Lad? Here it is. Prepare.
Hey, hey! Kick it up a notch. Get out! Get ready. Well, hey, here we go. Where are you sleeping tonight, my lad? Above ground or below? The last we heard, you were up at the front, holding a trench and bearing the brunt.
But that was a week ago.
Aye, that was a week ago, dear lad. And a week is a long, long time. When a second's enough in the thick of the strife to sever the thread of the bravest life
and end it in its prime.
Oh, one week is long when so little's enough to send a man below. It may be the while we name your name, the bullet sped in the quickened game, and the rest we shall never know. But this we know, dear lad, all's well with the man who has done his best. Whether he live or whether he die, his sacred high in our memory.
And to God we can leave the rest. So, wherever you're sleeping tonight, dear lad, there's one thing we do know.
When last bell sounds and he makes his rounds, not one of you will all be out of bounds. Above ground or below. Not one of you will be out of bounds above ground or below.
Thaddeus, I'm sorry you had to hear that on your birthday. Now, it's time for the plugs. Okay, do check out thethedeanshow.blogspot.com for all the things relating to the show, merch, links, iTunes, things, staff reviews, and leave reviews, and comment, and things, and stuff, and things. Do that. Also, links to all our friend shows like Wiggly's World, Good Atheist, The Senjay Show, and others. And do all that stuff and things. Do check out c-13.co.uk, Logic Connor's website, now that he's been unsmitten. You can check that out, play some games. And that's about it, really, I think, for the plugs. Do check those things out. And, of course, do listen to the wrestling show that accompanies this one. Also, like I said, hopefully a video supplement eventually. Maybe in time for the one-year anniversary. So, with that said, that's it for this week. We're going to take you out with something, but I don't know what yet. Long Goodbye by the Nadders. See you next week, Inferior Scum. And if you don't come back, I will smite you. The Dean Show was created, conceived, performed, hosted, and produced by The Dean for The Dean. T by Thaddeus Penguin. Wrestling Show Musics by Evan Armstrong. Artwork by Evan Armstrong. Backstabbing and Betrayal by Logic Honor. Intro voiceover by Danny from The Senjay Show. Intro music and outro music by 10 Year Vamp, Kindred Souls, and Russian Band. Music used from Aerial Publicity, Cyber PR, and MeView Music Alley, PodSafe Music Network. The Dean Sings segment uses music from PromotingCrap.com. F My Life segment uses anecdotes from FMyLife.com.
That was the Dean Show. Coming up, they're coming to take me away.
Find my faith in you.